This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the military leaders. Mr. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. The president condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of elected leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. Matthew Lee is a diplomatic writer for Associated Press.
One of the main issues that the U.S. and the Biden administration have to contend with is how their reaction to what has happened will affect the government's, the military's relationship with China, because it is very clear over the course of the last 10, 15 years that the U.S. has been in a competition with China for influence and power in Southeast Asia.
The man installed by army leaders as Myanmar's new president after yesterday's military coup is best known abroad for his role in the crackdown on the 2007 pro-democracy protests. Myan Suay was the army-appointed vice president who was elevated after the military arrested civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered a Pakistani-British man acquitted of the 2002 gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl off death row and moved to a so-called government safe house. Ahmad Saeed Omar Sheikh, who has been on death row for 18 years, will be under guard, will not be allowed to leave the safe house. His father says the decision on Tuesday is not complete freedom. It is a step toward freedom. This is VOA News. Russia's opposition leader Alexei Navalny is facing a court hearing that could end with him being sent to prison for years. The 44-year-old Navalny is an anti-corruption investigator who is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic. He was arrested January 17th upon returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have denied the charge. Russia's penitentiary service alleges that Navalny violated the probation of his suspended sentence from a 2014 money laundering conviction. Now, he rejects that as being politically motivated. On Tuesday, the district court in Moscow will consider its return to its request to turn his 3.5-year suspended sentence into one he must serve in prison. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is blasting newly elected House Representative Taylor Greene, calling the far-right Georgia Republicans' embrace of conspiracy theories and loony lies as a cancer for the Republican Party. The statement on Monday comes as House Democrats are mounting an effort to formally rebuke Greene, who has a history of making racist remarks, promoting conspiracy theories, and endorsing violence directed at Democrats. Democrats have said they will strip Greene of her committee assignments if House Republican leadership refuses to. Greene says that Democrats will regret the move if Republicans regain the majority after the 2022 elections. President Joe Biden has told Republican senators he's unwilling to settle on too small a COVID aid package after meeting for 2 hours over their slimmed-down proposal. Sagar Magani has more from Associated Press.
No deal yet.
No one expected that in a two-hour meeting.
But Maine's Susan Collins says it was a frank and very useful conversation with the president, who wants to see a $1.9 trillion aid package. Collins and 9 other GOP senators are pitching a bill a third that size that strips away Democratic priorities. They argue it could win enough Republican support, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Chief Chuck Schumer are moving ahead with plans to pass the president's package with or without GOP backing.
It makes no sense to pinch pennies when so many Americans are struggling.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The deadliest month of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. has drawn to a close with certain signs of progress. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are plummeting while the vaccinations are picking up speed. This question is to whether the nation can stay ahead of the fast-spreading mutations of the virus. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.